MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Gary Boyson, portfolio manager at Rand Swiss. Gary, appreciate your early morning time. The vaccine companies, the listed ones, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, their theory was they're not going to make a lot from the vaccines initially, but now we're talking about booster jabs and the like, potentially like that. Are this some stocks you've had a look at and a preference between them?
Yeah, thanks, Simon. If you look at it, very different prospects. So mm-hmm. The big vaccine stocks, as you mentioned, are really Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna at the moment, and very different types of companies. So Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, some more similar, typically big, you know, blue chip pharmaceuticals. Vaccines are important to them, but not the whole story. Johnson & Johnson, for example, has a significant medical devices business that's actually been set mm-hmm. back by coronavirus because people have been delaying elective surgery. You know, on last year's numbers, that makes up about 30% of the business. But then Moderna, obviously very, very different. So Moderna, you know, very new technology, the mRNA technology coming out, and a much more speculative, much newer company, not a pharmaceutical company with a long track record. And you can see the differences in the share prices. So yeah. while Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson have almost just tracked their S&P 500. You've got Moderna up over the last year, 120% mm-hmm. versus a 13% return in the S&P 500.
Yeah, I mean, so in the healthcare, you mentioned sort of medical devices and the like there. I mean, I've always been a fan of the medical device space. Certainly healthcare is a, you know, notwithstanding a pandemic, we will get through it. So things will return to normal. There is this is a sector, a space with a large amount of growth prospects. Have you been putting healthcare into your offshore portfolios? I mean, assuming you must have some exposure there.
No, we do. We've been long-term holders of both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. So looking at it, you know, it's always difficult for the companies because they, you're trying to manage, almost the expectations of consumers, especially under the coronavirus, saying that, you're producing life-saving drugs, but at the same time, you want to profit off them, which always kind of creates that that little fear. But, looking at them, they're very much blue chip companies. They're actually absolutely core to the way civilization works at the moment. They're not going anywhere, and they kind of have a much lower risk profile. So while, I don't think you're going to see super normal profits out of them, they aren't particularly expensive if you're looking forward. So if you're looking at something like Pfizer, next year's earnings, you're looking at a forward PE out 1 year of only 11 times, which is pretty cheap for what you're getting. Johnson & Johnson a little bit more expensive, so that's looking at about 17 times earnings 1 year out. And both of them pay decent dividend yields. So, next year we're expecting around 2.4% from Johnson & Johnson and around 3.8% from Pfizer. So, if you look at the two, we do hold both. But at the moment, if you're a new investor, I would probably be going Pfizer. And it's not just because the metrics are a little bit cheaper, a little bit better dividend yield, but it's also the mRNA technology that Pfizer has access to. It partnered with BioNTech for the coronavirus mm-hmm. vaccine, but as mentioned in the opening, it's all about what's going to happen with the booster shots, which could be potentially more profitable. At the moment, we've seen a big kick up in revenue, but not a subsequent kick up in earnings. That could change in the years to come as we see more and more variants coming out and as these companies are allowed to become a little bit more profitable.
Yeah, and those booster shots, potentially a couple of billion a day. But those valuations are crazy. Pfizer 11 forward, Johnson & Johnson 17 forward. I look at the tech stocks. I look at some of the Netflixes of the world. Those are amazingly cheap. Gary Boyson, portfolio manager at Rand Swiss. Appreciate your early morning time. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.